Welcome everybody. Shir number 1559. We're learning today. Lilin Nishmas Moishe Daiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lilin Nishmas Blima Basram Moishe Lerafu Shalema Rafol Moishe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay. So we are just finishing off the categories basically of Muksa in the introduction from the Mishnah Berura. There is obviously, we've been talking about various categories and there is a lot more side things that apply to all these different things, which we'll discuss as we go down the road. Just real quickly, what do we have so far? We spoke about muksa machmas chasar and kiss, right? When somebody's makbid, it shouldn't get ruined and so on. Then you have muksa machmas gufay, where item itself is muksa, like a rock, money, things that can be used basically. We'll see what that's all about. We'll see how that works. And then you have klishim melachta le'iser, which is a utensil, an item itself, which is used for iser on Shabbos. We spoke about last year, actually, the category of basis, where it's a foundation, where you take something that's muksa and it's put on, it's put on before Shabbos, and left there into Shabbos, it's put onto a utensil or a place that is allowed to be moved. But now that it's on there, the item that it's put onto, that the muksa is put onto, is not allowed to be moved the whole Shabbos. We'll see how that works. And we just started talking about the Bir Halacha brings down parentheses, two more quick items in muksa itself that again don't apply too often. For example, you have something that was attached to a tree from before Shabbos, like a fruit, right? Something that was mechuber attached to the ground or attached to a tree before Shabbos and it became to pick a fruit on Shabbos. Obviously you can't. That's one of the lamentes melachas, right? Of kaitza, you're not allowed to pick a fruit on Shabbos. But we're talking about it fell off the tree on Shabbos itself, right? Before Shabbos, my delicious apples were on the tree and Shabbos morning they fell off. So good. So now I could go and take them and eat them. No, the answer is no. They're muksa on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Basically all these cases I do want to mention. It's not 100%, but pretty much everything across the board, what's Asa Shabbos is Asa Yom Tov, pretty much. So one should think, well, now it's Yom Tov, so now Muksa is, it's a free-for-all. That's not the way it works. What's the same halach as a Muksa in general, little twitches here and there, but in general do apply to Yom Tov. So now he said, right, so something that's attached to the ground, now it became unattached, and he brings also muksa machmas mitzvah. There's a category, that's called muksa machmas mitzvah. For example, kagoyin atzei sukkah v'noi, you have decorations on sukkahs, you have parts of the sukkah, whatever the case is, decorations from the sukkah, you have the schach. Okay, so that's again not so again lemaisa. That's usually moving towards sukkahs. But there are various different things that might fall under this category also as we go down the road. Okay, so that's basically, that pretty much finishes off the introduction, in the Mishnah Berura. Okay, so let's just start a little bit. We'll try and use also a little bit as we go down the road, a little bit the Sefer Klolim. Sefer Klolim has actually, which we spoke about, we used a lot in Mimsa Chefsecha and in the Isser of Davidava, which we spoke about. Sefer Klolim actually wrote four different Sfarim on Muksa. So that's how big Muksa is. He actually has most malachas. Sometimes he has one Sefer for two or three malachas. A larger malacha like Bishul or whatever, he has one Sefer for that whole malacha. On Muksa, he actually wrote four, at least four that I know of. It could be added a fifth, but four at least that I know of, just on Muksa itself. So Muksa is a large area, but Be'ezras Hashem will try and conquer it. Okay, so now just to start off the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, getting into it, and we'll see as we go down the road how it's going to work. Possibly, of course, we're going to try and use also the Sefer Oitzer Alachis, and work with that also. Okay, actually, what I'd like to just actually start, so the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Shin Ches, again, we finished the introduction and everything. The Shulchan Aruch itself actually starts off with the halachas of chasar and kiss, muksa machmas chasar and kiss, So I'd like to just start. Obviously we could read from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah explaining each one. We want to try and do it in a, you know, simple form and fashion as possible as we go down the road, so we have a better understanding and keep it compact a little bit. So I want to start off a little bit from the Sefer Oitzer Alochas, actually, in his section where he goes, obviously it's broken up into different sections, the section where he starts, where he talks about Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, which is in Simen Shin Ches, of course, and in the Sefer Oitzer Alochas, it's in Ois Chaf Aleph. Just to start off, he says, Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, Kol Kli Sha'adah Makbid Alof, a person is Makbid on this Kli, Shalalasas Boy Tashmish Achid, that a person shouldn't use it for a different purpose. Okay. In other words, let's say, for example, I don't want to give examples because sometimes certain things are fall into different categories. So that's why, you know, if I say the word, for example, phone, it's a machloikis, where a phone falls into. I'm talking about a regular, our modern day phone. So, be it as it may, but just let's first get the concepts before we get into the actual example. So a person is makbid that it shouldn't be used. This item, this very valuable item, shouldn't be used for something, for some other purpose than its main purpose is. So the case in the Shulchan Aruch is, for example, the Sakan Shel Shechita. Shechit has a special knife, for example, right, that he uses, and this is how he makes his parnasa, by shechting and so on, and this knife has to be sharp and everything. So Shechit would be very makbid. He has to keep his knife that he uses in a special place, and he doesn't want anybody, touching it and moving it around because of the fact that it could lose its sharpness, it could be ruined or whatever the case is, and Imamashi uses this for his livelihood, as they say. So that will be an interesting example brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll continue next year, but we're starting to round out. I'm going to want to work on Bezrus Hashem first, the halachas of Chasarin Kis, and we'll go from there. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tuv.